Thanks for joining us on the Hire a Hero, Hire a Vet podcast. This three-part mini-series aims to tell the story of Orion, where we came from, and what the future holds. Make sure you listen to all three podcasts to hear from each of our influential guests. Orion has been a leader in military recruitment since 1991. In 2016, we began delivering the precision of our highly successful talent acquisition processes to a wider marketplace. Orion Talent, formerly Orion International, now helps businesses acquire skilled professionals and optimize recruitment processes in addition to hiring motivated, well-matched military candidates. Our next guest is Mike Starch. Mike attended Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on an NROTC scholarship. After graduating, he served 7 years in the U.S. Marines as an F-4 Phantom Flight Officer and also a Marine Officer Recruiter. After separating in 1992, Mike joined Orion as a junior military officer recruiter. Mike has served in many roles at Orion, from operations manager to chief operating officer. Mike was promoted to president at the start of 2006 and became CEO in March 2015. If you have any questions about this podcast or ideas for a future podcast, please send me an email at podcasts@oriontalent.com.
Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Hello, Megan. How are you?
Good. I've been really looking forward to talking with you today and hearing your input on all the exciting things underway at Orion right now.
Okay, great. Yes, there is a lot of change going on.
Yeah, so before we get into all of that, why don't you just tell me a little bit about yourself, so your military experience, how you found your job with Orion, and now your career path since you've been here.
Okay, sure. Well, I grew up in Wisconsin, and I attended Marquette University on a ROTC scholarship with the intention of becoming a Marine Corps officer, and that's what I did. So I graduated in the mid-80s from Marquette and received my commission in the Marine Corps, and from there attended all the, you know, the basic schools that every Marine officer does, and then I moved on to flight school following that. Following getting my wings, I spent a few years in a West Coast-based RF-4 squadron in the Marines and did a few years with that. And then I spent 2 years as an officer recruiter in what is called your B billet in Ohio. And so it turns out that I really enjoyed recruiting. I didn't think I would. In fact, I didn't want to go to recruiting duty, but in the end, it turns out that I really enjoyed it. From there, I decided to get out of the Marines, and I enlisted the support of what I did not know then was only a one-year-old company by the name of Orion, based out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And so I interviewed with the team there and was hired, started in Raleigh, ended up in Austin. I opened up the Austin office about 6 months in, and I've been with Orion ever since. And so within Orion, I've started out as a junior officer recruiter. That's the only avenue that we had available at the time. And then through the years, rose to ops manager here in Austin, and then a regional manager as we opened the offices in San Diego and Seattle and then Hawaii. Did all that, eventually became the chief operating officer, then president in 2006, and then CEO in 2015. And here I am, 25 years later.
Awesome. So lots of history there in the past 25 years. So throughout all of that time, I'm sure you've seen a lot, but what has been the most fulfilling aspect of working at Orion?
Probably... there are several things, but number one I would say is the team. Over 25 years you really can build a good team, and I think we have just the most outstanding team in recruiting, not just military recruiting, but in recruiting in general. Every day it's just a pleasure to come here and have the conversations and work together on improving Orion and becoming the best at our game. So I would say that's number one. Number two is the mission. You know, what we're all about, at least from the military point of view, we've expanded beyond military, but the mission of placing military folks in their first careers when they leave the military. It's always been, it's a common theme that runs through the organization, that's why people get into this business, or a good reason that they get in, and one of the reasons why they stay. Mm-hmm. And then probably the last thing is just the profession itself. I love recruiting. it's not something you, you know, when you're a kid, you aspire to be a recruiter. But over, you know, once you get into the business, everybody has their own story how they landed in the business, you know, the profession, I should say. And I'm no different. It was kind of by accident that I landed in it. And it turns out I really enjoyed it. I love the psychology behind it. I love the competitive nature of it. And I think the rest of the team does as well. And so that makes us all gel pretty well as, you know, a very competitive oriented team that's focused on a very solid and rewarding mission.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you mentioned about being rewarding is just helping veterans find a lot of times what is their first career after leaving active duty. And I know personally whenever I tell my friends what I do, the first thing they say is that must be really rewarding. So I think definitely what you said, and I think that probably helps with finding the right people and the right people to help build your team, is that it's kind of a compelling story and something that people want to be a part of.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's, I mean, it, in that sense, it's easy to recruit. The challenge is finding the right mix of skill sets that would make them successful in it. It's one thing to say, oh, how great, I would love to do that, but it's another to be successful at it. And so you have to find the right people that not only want to do it for the right reasons, but then also are very good at it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, tough mix, I'm sure. Although
it is.
You definitely had some winners and had a good team so far. So in terms of the most challenging, so we've talked about the most rewarding, but what are some of the more challenging things that you've seen over the past 25 years?
Yeah, probably, well, there's several things, but I would think the down cycles, the economic down cycles can be very challenging to work through. We've had a couple in my 25 years. In fact, when I first started, it was right in the heart of a recession back in the early 90s. And then we went through the dot-com bust in the early 2000s. And then, of course, the Great Recession, as they call it, in the around 2008, 2009 time frame. Those are extremely difficult to get through, and those are times when you know, you need that business to keep the your own business healthy and growing, and to keep your employees challenged and to retain them. And so, in an environment like that, the down cycles can be extremely challenging to deal with, and they're no fun. They are absolutely no fun, but you have to deal with them as they come. Mm-hmm. Along with that, I would say number two is the management issues. Just, you know, the kind of the grind of you work with a big team, you're bound to have conflict and management and management issues. And so working through those, it's not my most pleasant thing that I like to deal with. I'd rather always be trying to think of creative new ideas and overcoming, you know, economic challenges rather than, you know, internal things. So that's always kind of a, you know, the downside there. Mm-hmm. And then I think lastly, and this is the, it's challenging, but it's fun, is staying ahead of the rapid change, especially in recent years. The change just seems to keep coming, whether it be social media or technology or this, the changes within the military itself. And it's really, you have to think, probably the pace is a lot faster now when it comes to change. And the challenge for me then is trying to make the smart decisions on how Orion should adapt to those changes and to stay ahead of them and to be a leader and an innovator within our space as well. So there's three of them for you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I've heard some stories from some people in our office, in the Cincinnati office, about what they call the dark ages of Orion. So before the internet, applicant tracking systems, all the basic things that we use to do our jobs on a day-to-day basis today. So I know Orion's come very far as an organization, obviously, over the past 26 years and has seen a lot of transformational time periods. Some of what you just mentioned, some have not been great, but they've helped the organization grow overall. So looking at Orion's current business, what accomplishment or milestone has been the most impressive, and what are you most proud of?
There's been a lot along the way. You know, moving through the Great Recession, you know, when we bottomed out in terms of, well, we didn't bottom out, but we definitely took, like every other recruiting agency in the world, took, you know, a hit to the revenue line. And, you know, when you're, in 2009 is when we sort of hit that bottom there, as I mentioned, along with a lot of the others, and then rapidly growing back. And emerging from that is the, as the largest military agency and the most successful, and then to the point where we're exceeding, you know, some large dollar goals that exceed anything our immediate competitors, and we have our sights set on even more expansion and greater targets too. So I think that expansion and the ability to move from where we were in the mix of military agencies to being the leader coming out of that recession was, I think, a testament to this team and our ability to stick together, make the right decisions in a down market, and use that down market as almost a catapult to get ahead. And so I feel most proud of that and the team. And then right now the expansion into these less cyclical revenue streams that we've as part of our strategy over the last couple of years is propelling us in new directions, which really opens up a lot of possibilities for the company.
Great. That makes sense. And that kind of leads into some of what we'll talk about a little bit later with, the acquisition of Nuvotis. But before we go on to that, I wanted to know if there's a funny story. It doesn't even, not really funny, just a story that stands out to you the most about your early days with Orion or any time over the past 25 years, whether it's funny, rewarding, challenging, but any specific story that stands out in your mind.
Sure. When I first started, here I was, you know, I thought I was a hot shot coming out of the Marine Corps, you know, flying F-4s and, you know, doing all that fun stuff. And then when I joined Orion, I was giving a phone, which was a fax phone. Yes, this is in the age of faxes. And it was in a supply room. It was the only extra phone they had, and it was a fax phone tucked away in a supply room in the office there. So that's where I started. That was my first job out of the Marine Corps. It was quite a transition from the one thing to the other. And those were the days, you know, early on, the dinosaur days when, you know, there were no laptops, there were no cell phones, there was no internet. You had to fax resumes. We had one computer in the office that generated, you had to put in requests for a report to be generated on the candidate pools that you might have. It was all files and notes and handwritten notes, and good old-fashioned recruiting is what it was. And so as quaint and old-fashioned as that is, the one good thing that came out of it was, boy, you learned recruiting, and you learned how to hunt and find and develop your networks without the benefit of a lot of extra tools. So the world has definitely changed in the last 25 years.
Yes, for sure. Okay, so now that we've talked a little bit about the history of Orion, why don't you explain to us a little bit about the thinking behind the acquisition of Nuvotis? So maybe what led to the decision, the benefits now that it's giving to our clients, and then we'll talk a little bit after you answer that about the rebranding effort.
Okay, great. Well, what led to the decision was several different things. One of them was just the motivation to try to grow Orion faster than what we were already doing. And one of the areas that we looked at was that as a military agency, you still had to call all of the right talent acquisition people or HR folks or hiring managers to get the business. And what we found as we went through that process is even though we would run into a customer that might have 40 expansion openings, let's say, they would only give perhaps 25% of them or a lot 25% of them for military placement. Mm-hmm. And so without any other capability for experienced hires, we basically just had to watch that business walk away even though we uncovered it. And so that was probably the first impetus of, okay, how do we capture that? How do we, rather than just let it walk away, how do we capture that for Orion rather than having it go to some competitive agency that from an experienced hire point of view? And then secondly was the gradual rise of threats within the recruiting space that were taking some of our customers away from us. And it was a threat that was real, and so we were looking hard at that. And then probably third is that the military market just seemed limited in some ways. So, you know, I'd heard that often from a lot of our sales team and recruiters that there was only so far you could go with it. I never believed in that, and we've always been able to grow, but there was an element of truth to that too. And so with those three reasons, we started looking at, let's try to find a good outsourced recruiting platform that would allow us to capture that business, counter the threat, and expand beyond military. And so there you go. And so it led to us sort of looking around to see what was available out there. And then lo and behold, right in our backyard here, we identified Nevotis as a potential company. And we went down that path and identified it as a real strong player for us. And next thing you know, we acquired them in the first quarter of 2016.
Well, it's crazy because it kind of seems like a light bulb moment, like, hey, we could, you know, get more business by just expanding our reach a little bit by, you know, offering non-military talent too. But I'm sure there was maybe a little bit of back and forth even within the company, like, does this make sense for us because we've only been focused on military recruitment? Was there some of those conversations going on at the beginning stages?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Not only inside the company, but with the board and all that. And we felt this would be a very good way to build off the military talent program concept. We wanted to get more into recurring revenue as opposed to transactional hires. And the path towards that fit nicely in with recruitment process outsourcing and that whole niche of the placement industry. And so that's what kind of it became more and more logical that that was the direction that we should take as we considered it against other opportunities that might be out there, you know, whether it be rolling up other companies in the military space or actually trying to expand into a wider and more diverse market. And so that's
right.
Yeah, it wasn't an easy path, but we got there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the value, and, you know, I talked about some of the benefits to our customers because I know now that we've been partnered with Nevotis for a little over a year now, it's been, from what I've seen, just a lot of, it seems to have a very positive, it seems like a lot of companies that we work with see it as a positive thing. And I know that they've already started hiring non-military talent through Nevotis, and really it's seamless for them because they're still working with the account managers and maybe a couple of people from the Orion team that they've been working with, and then with the addition of maybe one or two from Nevotis, but it doesn't seem like they're working with two different companies. So is there any like hope that you have for that in terms of the benefit it would have or even the expansion of the business for the near future?
Oh, of course. And so the idea would be that the Orion side, that we have some pretty good targets and customers that we could expand into, not only existing but new, and a very good sales team. We have, you know, a national level sales team as well as the local sales teams, and that's pretty potent in the recruiting space. There aren't a lot of companies of significant size where they can boast that. And so we wanted to combine that with an operational arm that could really deliver the goods for our customers. Mm-hmm. And what we have found is the combination of military plus RPO or RPO plus military, depending on which direction you're coming from with the customer, has been pretty powerful. In fact, even with our existing clients, we're seeing how that can really benefit us in terms of the retention of the customer and the expansion of the customer as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, and I mentioned with the clients that have already started hiring non-military talent through us and through Nevotis, it has seemed like a seamless transition, I think more of an internal process, but I think externally up until this point, we've kind of still looked like two different companies.
Right.
And so I know that, you know, way back when we acquired Nevotis, we kind of thought, okay, how can we make this a little bit more cohesive? And we ended up going the route of a third-party marketing company to help us reevaluate our brand, see what was most important to our clients, and put that as our best foot forward as a combined Orion Talent company. So just to talk a little bit about that, since the name is transitioning from Orion International to now Orion Talent, is there like a maybe story behind that or what we're thinking when we say talent and what that means to companies?
Well, sure. So Well, a couple things. First, on the brand, let me cover that. As we rebranded with the third-party agency, we did feel that we needed a go-to-market message that was more unified in approach. It wasn't entirely seamless, right? We had to work through some confusion in regards to the two different brand names and how we tied together. Was this a partnership? Was it your own company? And, you know, questions like that. And we felt a lot of that could just be more easily solved when we went to a more unified message through a single brand. And now we'll have the sub-brands that we'll support, but for the most part, we wanted a unified message to go to the market and say, this is who we are and these are our capabilities. And to slim all that down and make it more concise and palatable, you know, to the marketplace. So we then, as we looked at, so that evolved into Orion Novotis, Novotis moving to the name Orion Novotis. Mm-hmm. And then moving Orion International from the military piece to Orion Talent. This, what we wanted to do there, we could have left it the same if we had wanted to, but we wanted to pick a brand name that indicated what we were known for. And when we had gone to the market and asked a lot of questions and did surveys and competitive analysis and internal surveys and things like that, it was clear that the number one reason that companies used Orion was because of our candidate quality. And then secondly, was the trusted relationships that we had with our customers, and they could lean on us to be the honest broker as to what they needed to do to win the best talent. And so candidate quality, we wanted to make sure that was part of it, and we felt the word talent fit in there quite nicely. And then just changing the name, if we had left it alone, we could have done that, but changing the name indicated it and reflects our evolution as a recruiting firm in the general marketplace, and we wanted to make that change to emphasize that we are changing and growing, that we are evolving into a company that is more customer-centric and can understand and work with our customers on solutions to their talent acquisition issues.
Yeah, and I know the survey that you mentioned, a lot went into that for sure in terms of the surveying of our clients and kind of putting together the information from both sides. What are Novotis' clients saying? What are ours saying? So I know you mentioned that the number one reason that people used Orion was because of the talent, but I know that a lot of that was in line with also what Novotis' customers were saying. So whether it was the talent, the customer service, they were kind of in line, and those were the things that we were able to pull out of what really is most important so that we could create that message, that go-to-market message that you talked about.
Exactly. Yeah, there was definitely overlap, but there were areas of strengths that they had that we did not, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to not only come up with the overlap and but then also tie in these other strengths too to make us even more powerful was I guess tantamount to the new name.
Exactly. Yeah. And that just kind of goes back to the benefit that we were talking about. The benefit to the clients is that you're still getting all of the same quality of candidate and customer service and everything that our clients told us that they love about working with Orion. You're getting those things with the Novotis team, but also the added benefit of some of the things that they do better than us, whether it's, you know, data tracking and analytics and things like that, things that we did before, but maybe Novotis did a little bit better. So you're kind of getting the best of both worlds.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. The strengths of an RPO, they're the number one middle market RPO firm in the nation, as indicated by HRO, their Baker's Dozen, their annual Baker's Dozen report. And so, you know, for me, what's exciting about this, you know, as we look ahead, is the military legacy. We're not forgetting that, and we're always going to have that. And that military legacy opens doors. And it always has. And now in that door, and within that opportunity, we have these added capabilities that our customers can lean on us for. And that's what is most exciting about the future for us.
Yes, for sure. So that was going to be my next question. What are you the most excited about? Because of the fact that we are launching the new brand on Monday, and that's about the time that this podcast will come out. So it'll be when everyone's seeing the new Orion Talent versus Orion International. So anything else that you're most excited about in watching the business start to grow and expand over the next several years?
You know, a couple of things. And becoming more customer-centric and also expanding the market that we can operate in is what's exciting. And to our employees, to our customers on both sides, the Novotus customers, their existing customers, are excited about the military option and our ability to operate within that RPO construction. That was very important to them. And of course, our customers, for, wow, I didn't know you had that capability. That's great. And so we're able to do that total talent solution query and pitch and figure out what is best for our customers and have the capability to satisfy that. So that's good. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's most exciting here, more than anything else.
Yes, for sure. I can definitely agree with that. Now, you mentioned military still being at the center of our story because, of course, it's kind of where Orion started. So I know that even though we're expanding into these other talent segments and offering other solutions like RPO and skilled talent, it's still kind of at the center of this story. So are there any lessons learned, military recruiting stories that you'd like to share? So either a story that you have or even just anything about the overall the impact veterans can have on an organization?
Sure. We've been in business for 25 years in the military side, and you know, we pioneered moving into the enlisted ranks and having the technicians and NCO leadership available to our customers as well. So we've always been trying to figure out how we can expand the opportunities for military, but then also obviously expand our own opportunities with new customers. And one of the things that has become apparent over those 25 years, there's folks that I've placed in the early 90s that are now CEOs of organizations and or very high-level C-suite or vice president or higher level in a variety of different industries and companies. And so, and that isn't just my story. There have been other studies that have been done that has shown that, you know, those with military experience disproportionately populate leadership positions, you know, within corporations, whether they be public or private, when you compare that to the general population. So the military has a lot to offer, and those companies that are hiring military, those candidates tend to rise to the top over time in a greater means than your ordinary civilian candidates do. And then over the last 10 years, in excess of the last 10 years, heck, going on 15 now, we've been fighting some wars, and there are just a phenomenal amount of candidates out there. And now, you know, that we've introduced over the last few years, placing these individuals that they've had combat experience, they've been fighting wars for a long time. You know, they talk about the greatest generation from World War II. Well, there's another generation of leaders that are combat tested. I'm humbled by them. They're impressive. You know, when I can go into a room at one of our hiring conferences and ask how many of them have combat experience, almost everybody in the room raises their hand. I mean, it is, in my day, during the Cold War, that just didn't occur. And so that's impressive. And that talent, you know, as tough as it is to be in that environment, when they leave and they move into the civilian world, there is a lot to offer there. And the fact that companies are hopping on board and recognizing that and doing their part to develop military strategies and hiring programs, you know, the hat's off to them. I think they recognize it too. It's no longer just the leaders in the military placement agency world, you know, kind of stamping their feet saying, hey, you got to hire military. The world's coming on board with that idea.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And that's something I think we talk about a lot internally, but also with clients, is the business case for hiring veterans, because they do bring so many skills and, you know, just hands-on leadership training, everything that they do in the military that maybe doesn't directly correspond. But I think most businesses still do see these are people that we would like to have as part of our organization for a variety of reasons. But most of all, usually the leadership, you know, their ability to work under pressure, all of those things that you get, especially from being in a combat situation.
All right. Exactly. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Well, so it's great to get input from you. I know that this is something we're super excited about internally, and we're just hoping that it leads us to help many more businesses and reach the right people with our new messaging. So anything else you want to say, Mike?
No, thank you very much, Megan. And, off we go into the new future with Orion Talent and Orion Novotis.
Yes. All right. Perfect. Well, thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you.